Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Cheryl Patton with One Woman's Wisdom. We're doing a bit of a special show today because this is actually Monday, the 2nd of March. And every Sunday morning at this time, 10 a.m. Central Time, I invite you to join me for the Numerology Vibrations of the Week, allowing you the ability to match projects, goals, financial and career moves, and relationships to the best day possible. And as always, I will take a few calls afterwards for some quick readings. So if by chance I take your call last, remember, just stay on the line, because even though the blog talk goes off the air, I will go ahead and finish your reading for you. Now, before we start, I'd like to let you know that if by chance you don't get all the information you'd hope to hear, I cover it more in depth each and every day on www.onewomansnet, and that is a numerical one. You'll also find me over on Facebook and Instagram under One Woman's Wisdom, and I'll put the links down in the chat room below so that it's easier for you to find. Also, during the week, I usually throw a few cards, tell you what the question was from one of my readers, and then I show you how to weave tarot and numerology together to get the answer. And like I said, this is a little bit different today because I'm normally not on a Monday. But unfortunately, Blog Talk was not able to process my show yesterday. I wanted to go ahead and get the vibrations out there, so I decided to do it again this morning. So let me hop in here real fast. Today, 2nd of March, 2020, it's a 2-day with a 5 attitude and a 9 life path number. We think of the High Priestess. She's all-knowing. She understands where you're going. She plays the cards close to her chest. Your job is to trust. The 2-9 combo comes in today asking us to trust in the universal plans for our lives. It advises us to listen to the advice we may receive through signs or thoughts. Pay attention to your dreams. Today, trust in your gut feelings. Follow those plans that are the highest and best good for you. And I did talk about that today over on my blog. And again, it's www.onewomanswisdom.net. Tomorrow is Tuesday, the 3rd of March. It's a 3-day, 6 attitude number, and a 1 life path number. Communication and artistry are in the foreground. It's time to take advantage of that determined one and begin communications that need to be taken care of. I also like this vibration for business because it's sales meets assertiveness. Now, this is not to promote aggressiveness, so think twice before taking it to that level. Artists of all types will want to practice their hobby or trade on Tuesday, as the vibration of motivation will be particularly high. On Wednesday, that is the 4th of March, we have a 4-day, 7 attitude number. It is the master number 11 life path. So you want to bring a little sparkle into your home, your office, or your space, sacred space. Doesn't matter how large your space is, do something today to make it just a little bit more of your own. Should you have a home office, take more time for your clients. Listen to them a little longer. What do they want? What do you need to do to provide the services they need? This is an opportunity to change work avenues, to give the customer what they want, but free services is not one of them unless you choose. The 11 is not good with finances, but the 4 knows how to invest. Take a piece of paper, write the number 4 on it, and keep it on your computer where you operate your business. Now, personally for me, I don't care whether you put 4 or 8, but put one of them. Don't put both, because we have to add those up. Put 4 or 8, set it beside the computer that or the workstation that you do the most work at, and it will help bring in business. Now, it's not going to bring in easy, free business. Both 4 and 8 work hard for their money, but the one nice thing about those two numbers is there's investments at the end of the day. Over on Thursday, the 5th of March, it's a 5-day, an 8 attitude, and a 3 life path number. These are the two travelers of numerology, and they are buckled up and ready to go. Put the 5 and the 3 in a car, and you may never see them again. And they'll spend all the money. It's a perfect day for a day trip, a long weekend, or making plans with your favorite travel agent to create an upcoming holiday. Anything to do with travel. The 5 is ready to go, and they're going to take the 3 with them. Now, when it comes to merchandise, you might want to wish to wait until tomorrow if you want to make a major purchase. Chances are you'll change your mind, but today you'll think there is not anything that's not affordable on your budget. Now, on Friday, the 6th of March, it's a 6-day, 9 attitude, and a 4 life path number. Home and family, it's a lovely combo, even if you're living the solitary life. Whether you're working inside or outside your home, find some time today for family time or family night. Treat yourself if there's no one else around you. Bake, cook, or have some fun with board or computer games. And this is also a wonderful vibration for remodeling, redecoration, rearranging, or spring cleaning. Just shake out the old and bring in the new, no matter how simple or complex you wish to make it. It's a new month and a new year, so have a bit of fun with color. The 6 would like that. On Saturday, the 7th of March, we have a 7-day with a 1 attitude number and a 5 life path number. It's a cerebral day when you put the 1, 5, and 7 together. Troubleshooting, investigative work, research, and such professions as journalism and writing are at the top priorities. If you have any type of situation that needs to be solved or business school assignments that need to be completed, grasp onto this vibration and don't let go until the end of the day. It's a day to keep the keyboards tapping. Now, on Sunday, the 8th of March, we have an 8-day with a master number 11 attitude and a 6th life path number. Now, the 8 has 2 passions, work and work. The 6 loves creating with color. So today, work on your home. Fix those items that need to be upgraded or repaired. You may not be able to paint yet, but you can always go down to the local paint shop and choose those little fun color swatches. Play with them in your home. That's always a fun thing to do. And if you have a brick and mortar business, it's time to redesign your windows or signage for the upcoming spring. This is a day to not only work on your home and perhaps your business, but do it with style and flair. So that's going to be the vibrations for this week. And I'm just going to jump back here to the chat room because I do have one person in the queue for a reading today. If you would like a reading, just go ahead and hop on over either into the chat room or you can call me at 516-387-1638 and I'll take your call because I will be on for the next half hour. Now, the person I'm going to be reading for, his first name is Janet. She was born in July, and I'm not going to give you the whole birth date on here because I have the information in front of me. But, Janet, I'm going to read you yours all the way down. Normally, I do only the birth date, which does not change unless we find out through a corrected birth certificate that your day was different. So this is your numerical blueprint. You have a soul number of 3. You have a personality number of 4. You have a power name of 7, which I'm going to cover in just a moment. And you were born on a 5-day. Your life path is a 3, and so is your attitude number. When your attitude number matches your life path number, such as in her case, what you see is what you get. You have a destiny number of 5 and a maturity number of 8. Now, what I told you is I was going to go back to your power name. Your power name is that name when you say, my name is, and you give your first and last name. The person standing in front of you already starts to vibrate, or respond, I should say, to the vibration of that name. What's interesting is that you didn't change numbers from the time that you went from your maiden name to your married name. It's the same number. And I also want you to know that the power name of your late husband was the same as yours. So all of you, both of you, not all of you, both of you vibrated on the number 7. I also happen to know you're in a 7 personal year for the year 2020. So let's talk about that. With your life path of 3, your personal year of 7 could be a bit boring. Doesn't always have to be, but by the end of the year, you'll be ready to change numbers. The 7 is the spiritual seeker. In a 7 personal year, we're going to be sitting back and saying, what do I believe in? What are my philosophies of life, and are they working for me? You may become more interested in different paths as far as spirituality. You may also decide that this is the year you want to study something that has gotten your interest over the last few years, because the 7 is one of the studious numbers of numerology. It's not unusual that we get into a lot of different types of research, because the 7 does spend, and the 7 is a lot like the Hermit. Now, the Hermit is the number 9 card of tarot, but if I was going to put him somewhere, I'd put him as a 7. We tend to want to clam up a little bit more, get lost in our thoughts and what we want to do in life. And so there we sit, and that's going to be a perfect for a 7 year. What I would say with your 3 life path and your soul number of 3, make it fun. Don't make it strenuous or something where we label, I have to do this. Make it something that is fun, because 3 does like to have fun. And speaking of fun, let me talk about that destiny number of yours, which is a 5. I had to laugh when I did that, because you and I know each other. So the 5 says, hey, let's travel. Let's go places. Let's do things. And it's not that we have to physically travel, but my grandmother also had the destiny number of 5. And if there was anyone who stayed in one spot all her life, and I mean all her life, it was my grandmother. But you know what she did? She loved to read. I think she loved using books as a reference more than she loved to read them. But she traveled in her books. For us, we can travel online. There's things like Google Earth and any number of websites. But I think that you do a lot of that. You travel in your own way. You are not so stuck in one type of thinking or what you want to be doing that you don't enjoy doing those things. So I see you in that regard. The internet has allowed you to perform the travel you may not physically do. So not unusual. Let's take a look at that maturity number. About the time that all of us get to our mid-50s, one day we wake up and we realize that there is another vibration in our life or another interest. For you, it is the number 8. It just kind of drops in your life and you don't get to do anything about it. It is given to you as a gift. Yours is the number 8, which tells me it is about money, finances, stability, security. Now, it doesn't mean that we're going to play the lottery and win, or that we're going to start another business, but we might be looking at different ways we want to manage our money. It might be that we are looking for something that is more stable or secure in our lives, and that doesn't always include money. So that is the focus that your numerical blueprint tells me does cross your mind. How can I become a little more stable and secure? How can I do the things that I want to do without winning the lottery? So those are just kind of fun things. The 2 of them together, the 5 and the 8, they do have their place. When I see 5 and 8, I also see somebody who wants to enjoy themselves, have the fun, but can be frugal at the same time. So So I do like those numbers for you. Next year, you will be, 2021, you will be in an 8 personal year. So you're going to be looking at it a little bit harder. Does it mean you'll go back to work? No, not necessarily. But it may cross your mind. It may cross your mind to do something just on the side, something very easy that brings in a few pounds here and there. One thing I was asked just last night, actually, by another individual that I thought you might find interesting and the listeners may find interesting. How does living in various cities affect us? Well, guess what? We all have a life path number. That's the major number that we use when we're trying to find compatibility. And the town that you live in or the city you live in has also a vibration. I'm not going to announce what city you live in, but I wanted to say you have a 3 life path. You have the town you're in, city, actually, because it's very large, is a 4. And those are challenges to each other, which may be the reason that sometimes you feel like you'd like to just leave and find a different place. But I want you to look at something different. For everyone out there, the strongest to the weakest vibration of where you live is, number one, your house or your office, the address, just the numbers, not the street, just the numbers of your address is your strongest vibration to you. And why? Because you're literally surrounded with those walls. That is the strongest vibration you will encounter. For me, just an example, mine is comes to the number 9 when I added across. So my life path of 7 has to interact with that vibration of 9, which for me is a challenge. The next strongest vibration is the city you live in. There are not walls in the city, but how many times do you write that out on an envelope where they say, where do you live? And you say, I live in, and you're constantly saying the name. So that's the next strongest. The third strongest after that is the state or county. If you're in the United States, it's the state. If you're in Europe, many times it's the county. And then finally, it's the country you live in. When someone says they're moving to a particular country, I'm not as interested or worried, concerned about that vibration as I am. Where are you going to live and what city are you going to live in? Those are the two I go after first. So let's take a look at yours. Like I said, your city is a little bit of a challenge to you. However, the county you live in is actually very compatible with you. So that's very nice. That's the next thing. I can say you do live in England, and that is the exact same vibration as your life path. Both of you are 3s, so that is a good vibration for you. If you go by United Kingdom, that is the same vibration as the county you're in, and again, that is compatible with your life path number. I don't have your house number. That's okay. You can let me know a little bit later. If you are wishing to change the vibration of your house, that could be a different show, and I could teach you how to do that. Actually, I do have a book that I wrote, and it's out on Amazon.com, and it is Choosing the Perfect Vibration, Choosing the Perfect House Vibration for your life path. And you can find out, how do I change the vibration of my home so that I actually vibrate with where I live a little more easily? And that is, as I said, I would change it to either a 3. I would not change it to a 5. I would change it to a 6, which is the number of family. But in your case, I would. I would change it to a 3 if it doesn't add up to that, and I'll get a hold of you later to find out what you have. Now, we were talking about destiny numbers a little bit ago. I have another piece of information for you when it comes to destiny numbers. I happen to know that your late husband was adopted. I also happen to know what his original birth name was before it was changed to his adopted name. When we are looking for destinies in life, we go by the original name that was assigned to the baby. Whether you stayed with your biological parents or whether you had adoptive parents, if you can find out what the original adoptive name is, that is, I'm sorry, your original name on your original birth certificate, that is your original destiny number. The interesting part was his original destiny number was 4. His adoptive parents changed that to a vibration of 8. Which will not be as strong, but I'll tell you what, I'm not really concerned because they went from one business number to another. It is very similar. The 8 would have given him more freedom. He would have liked to have been down at the shop a little bit more. That was that's what the number 8s like to do. But when it comes to striving for success in business, I would not rule one over the other. And so they really didn't change. I find this so interesting when babies have their names changed like that. So that is the difference between the 4 and the 8. I just had to whoops there for a minute because they were giving me a message over my earpiece, and that is a little disruptive at times. So once again, I hope that helps you as far as your reading for today. If anybody else would like to call in real fast, I still have a few minutes. You can call in on 516-387-1638 or if you hop into the chat room and just say, can you give me a fast read? I can do that as well. Now, for everybody who is out there who would like to know, what's the difference between my life path number and my destiny number? Your life path number is very much like your sun sign in astrology. But yet, as we know, we are not the sum of just one sign. We're not the sum of just one number. And when it comes to the destiny number, what it's saying is you might be the life path of, let's say, a 1, but your destiny, what you have come to accomplish, might be a 7. In the case of a 1 and a 7, that is not a whole lot of difference when it comes to social situations. It is for perhaps things you want to work on or how you interact with society as a whole. But in many cases, It can be quite different, and there creates the challenges and the lessons of life. I was a 7 life path, but I was given a destiny of 6. 2 totally different critters. And yes, it has always been a challenge for me to be able to create that 6 from having 2 1s and 2 7s in my numerical blueprint. Everything in my numerical blueprint, or the first 6 categories, screams the little hermit crab. That's what I always see when I look at those. It's a very isolating numerical blueprint. And the 6 says, oh, go out and create a family. And it's like, you've got to be joking. Anyway, we all have those, but it's always interesting to find out. So how do you know that by your life path is your birth date? Day, month, year, add them across, and then eventually take the sum of all those numbers, reducing it, adding them together, and reducing it down to one number. Your destiny number was given to you when your mother or your guardian, your father, whomever, put your original name on your original birth certificate. So those are first, middle, and last names. Add them all up. You'll have to reduce that sum, most likely, down to one digit. That number is your destiny. That's what you've come here to accomplish in this lifetime. And as I said, you are not the sum of just your sun number. You are the sum of many of 8 different categories and many numbers. But the destiny number usually starts knocking on your head somewhere in your mid-30s and says, did you forget something? There's somewhere you need to be headed. If your destiny number is the same as your life path number, oh, you're lucky, because it means you have always lived it. You might just have to expand on it. But if it's different, well, few lessons in life, but that's what we're all here for. All right, it's the end of the show, and they're going to be closing me down in a few minutes. So I'd like to thank everyone who listens to this broadcast or has joined me in the chat. And again, I will be back here on Sundays, 10 a.m. And in the meantime, if you need a reading or if you need to see what is the vibration of the day, I am over on www.1, and that's a numerical one, womanswisdom.net. I'm under the exact same name, One Woman's Wisdom, on Facebook or on Instagram. Come over and join me. I'll follow you back. And thank you for following me today.